The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to return to the story you will have heard mention of in the news headlines, the flotilla heading towards Gaza. Just before we came on air, I spoke to Tadhg Hickey, who is on board, and I began by asking Tadhg exactly where they are.
I think we're about 70 to 80 nautical miles off Gaza at this point. So we're deep into what they call the red zone. The likelihood of interception from the cheeky monkeys, the Israelis, has gone sky high. So we're all on kind of alert. People have their life jackets by their side. And we had a kind of a scare last night. The Israelis came, and it looks ultimately it was kind of like a reconnaissance mission. But they did come very near the Alma boat, which has now become the main boat. And they took out some of their communications. People have lost their ability to communicate and whatnot with the outside world. But we're just on high alert. Interception is going to be imminent, I would fear, unfortunately.
What form do you expect that interception to take?
Well, we don't know, because like if you take Israeli media at its word, some articles are talking about preparing hospital spaces for us, and that there's likely to be loss of property and of life, which is cool. That's just kind of interesting. And then there's some people are talking about us just basically being, some media outlets are talking about us just being intercepted, and which would effectively be kidnapped. And I know probably when people hear that word, they're a bit like, oh, that's a bit extreme. But at the end of the day, we've got to remember that we're traveling in international waters. And if the Israelis intercept and take us against our will, then that's exactly what it would amount to. Like, you know, it's effectively piracy at sea. So we just don't know. We're just waiting. We're like kind of sitting ducks in a way to see, are we going to get killed? Are we going to get kidnapped? Or are we going to get to Gaza? Any of those three things are still a possibility at this point.
I don't know then how, I mean, obviously if communications with the outside world in the sense that we're talking, but how in and out that is, or how much you're aware of what's happening. The Israeli foreign ministry, for example, yesterday kind of were laying the groundwork absolutely for interception. They put up this picture of Greta Thunberg on the flotilla with somebody standing behind her, and they had a big circle around him, and then they had a picture which they said was kind of Hamas leadership with a circle around somebody as well. And it was George Galloway in one picture, and it was just a dude with a beard in the other picture.
Like, I'm glad you brought that up, because like from where I'm looking, the Israeli propaganda, like as well as being like the most malevolent force in the world right now, there also seem to be like the most ridiculous. I just think Hasbro has kind of run out of ideas, and so we're at the point where they oscillate between kind of accusing us of being a selfie yacht and being connected to Hamas. But like, if we are connected to Hamas, then we join the great pantheon of other people who've been included in that club as well, like the previous Pope and Miss Rachel and, like, you know, watermelon jumpers. So I don't think anybody with a brain cell or a beating heart kind of takes the Israeli seriously anymore. But what's just mental to me, I find it bewildering, is that like 2 years into a genocide, here we are carrying baby formula to a besieged population in international waters, and we really don't know what they're going to do to us, because we kind of get the sinking feeling, if you pardon the pun, that they can kind of get away with anything. So we just don't know. I mean, our lives are in the hands of the international community. We really hope not to get killed. We're just all civilians doing what our governments won't do, and we'd love to get home. We just want to set up a humanitarian corridor. That's it. That's the whole thing. Like, so, there's still time for the Irish or any other Western governments to put pressure on the Israelis not to attack us and allow us safe passage. We're upholding international law. We're not traversing it in any way. So I hope the Irish government does everything it can to protect not just me, but all the Irish participants on the boat. There's 20 plus of us. We're well represented, and we're doing the job of the Irish government for them, in my view.
Joking aside about the propaganda and the kind of George Galloway photo, on one level it does show the impunity with which they can operate. It's not often I would say this, but you know, to give Colin Powell his credit, I mean, a lot of effort went into the weapons of mass destruction dossier that he presented to the UN. At least they tried to claim this was real before invading Iraq. I mean, these guys are just putting up kind of random photographs, and they think, you know what, it doesn't really matter if anyone believes this, we're still going to go and sink the boats.
Yeah, exactly. That's it, man. And I know you get when I say, like, I'm just bewildered. I can't believe that we're all here amongst ourselves looking at their propaganda and just like, I just like was messaging George Galloway last night going like, isn't this funny? Isn't this ridiculous kind of thing? But then what's scary is that you can have this level of just pure farce in the propaganda, but still fear for your life, because they've had farcical propaganda against Palestinians for a century, and particularly over the last 2 years. And then they will go ahead and just mass murder people, journalists, medical workers, civilians, children. So we can't rule it out. I mean, the days where you feel like you're going to get away with it because you're white are just gone. Like, they're killing American citizens and Western citizens all the time. So I've never known a state to have this level of impunity. But having said all that, I'm still very glad that I'm doing what I'm doing. I feel privileged to have done it. And I just hope that I come out the other side, and that will be in the hands of the international community. That's all I can say. Western leaders and governments and media, like, if they do their job correctly, we'll come out of it alive. And if we don't, we just don't know what the well, we do know actually what the Israelis are capable of. We've seen it live streamed for the last 2 years.
So we were speaking to other people on the flotilla. We have been over the last couple of weeks as well. And at one stage, there was all this talk of naval and Spanish and Italian, you know, frigates and other boats. I don't know what a frigate is anyway, but boats from different navies turning up. And it was kind of unclear whether they were there to protect you, or were they there to stop you, or whether they were there to kind of deal with the aftermath when you were eventually stopped, or whether they were going to ultimately try and shepherd you in a different direction. What happened with all of that?
The latest that we have on that, and I hate to say this because we were all very encouraged by the news of navies coming from all and sundry, the latest we have on that is they've all, well, in the case of the Italians, they've gone and they've encouraged people to jump on the boat and abandon the mission for fear of disrupting the peace process in Gaza, which, again, I think as a satirist is like, I've got no ideas how to satirize that idea. I think, as far as I know, there are no vessels with us now. So the cynical part of me would wonder if it's some governments like the Spanish, the Turkish and the Italians trying to rinse their complicity in this genocide and getting good optics on them for having their navy accompanying us. We never really knew why they were there, but we definitely know now that when the going has gotten tough and we're in deep in the red zone, we're alone. And the only actual support we have now is the eyeballs on us, which thankfully are many. Like, social media, for all its ills, we really feel completely supported from the world, actually. And I think the bigger thing about this mission, it's actually really not about particularly this flotilla. It's the fact that I think there's just a swell of support for the Palestinian cause now. And this flotilla is going to play just a small part in that transition, I think, from people looking the other way and wanting to forget about it to people just demanding change. So I'd love to see the Irish go the same way as the Italians and just hit the streets, because I unless people take that change and make ourselves ungovernable and actually kind of bring our economy to a halt, I don't think anything is going to change in terms of our leaders, that's for sure.
Speaking of our leaders, before I let you go, Micheál Martin today has said he doesn't want to see the flotilla go any further because of the danger it'll pose to human life, particularly the Irish lives on board. What do you think of that?
Well, what I'd say to that, I suppose, is we're upholding international law. We're travelling in international waters. Ireland recognises Palestine. After we leave international waters, we'll be going into Palestinian waters to deliver aid to a besieged, starving population and hopefully save some babies' lives who are currently being starved to death. With the Irish government and all Western governments backing this rogue state that pretty much every human rights organisation in the world has decided is committing genocide. So I think for Micheál Martin to say that, I think, is deliberately disingenuous. And I think he should actually be thankful for people from all walks of life who've given up a couple of months of their life to take this extraordinarily perilous journey to try and do the bare minimum of what the Irish government have completely failed to do. So I'm not expecting a thank you from my fellow Corkman anytime soon. But it would be nice that, you know, just for him to acknowledge us and just to wish us not to be killed would be kind of cool if he gets a chance.
Tadhg, listen, stay safe, because as you say, you're in the danger zone firmly now and will be for the next day or two. Tadhg Hickey, comedian and commentator, he is part of that flotilla heading towards Gaza. As soon as there are any updates on their well-being, we'll bring it to you here on the show. Tadhg, thanks again.
Thanks, Kieran. Pleasure.
That was recorded just before we came on air, given some of the connectivity issues, obviously, that they are dealing with. And Tadhg talked about that, some of those Israeli attacks already from drones knocking out the communications from some ships. So that's why we spoke to him a little bit earlier. There have been no updates since, and that's a good thing. No interception yet from the Israelis. If that changes at all, we will let you know about it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4:00. on News Talk.